Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Monday, June 2nd, Missions Monday. In the background, you may hear some drilling. There's a lot of progress going on here at the church. The grand staircase area is being painted, and I'm not sure why they're drilling, but they are. So if you hear it, just think progress. What wonderful passages we have to read today. In Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 12, we'll read about the Holy Spirit coming at Pentecost. One of my favorite things in worship on Pentecost Sunday is when different people read the scripture in a language that is not native to us, English speakers, and we kind of get a feel for what it might have been like on that day. Then we'll move on to Luke's gospel, and we are taking our trek through the book of Luke and learning about Jesus as he grew. Finally, we'll be in Proverbs chapter 2, verse 6. Let's do our memory verse. Luke chapter 24, verse 51. While he was blessing them, he left them and was taken up into heaven. Okay, let's move on over to Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly, a sound like a blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Now there were staying in Jerusalem God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. When they heard this sound, a crowd came together in bewilderment because each one heard their own language being spoken. Utterly amazed, they asked, "Aren't all these who are speaking Galileans? Then how is it that each of us hears them in our own native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygian, Pamphylia, Egypt, and the parts of Libya near Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs. We hear them declaring the wonders of God in our own tongues." Amazed and perplexed, they asked one another, "What does this mean?" Some, however, made fun of them and said, "They have had too much wine." Okay, I think I just read an extra verse, but that was a really good one. The people were amazed when the disciples are filled with the Holy Spirit. They cannot understand. These people are speaking. They're Galileans, but we hear them in our own language. What the Lord is doing is breaking down all barriers to the gospel. Even if they can't speak the same language, God wants his message about Jesus and the peace that we can have with him through Jesus's sacrifice on the cross to be known to all. And they are amazed and perplexed when they hear it. Okay, let's move on over to Luke. Today we're in Luke chapter 2, verses 41 through 52. The title in the NIV Student Study Bible is "The Boy Jesus at the Temple." Every year, Jesus' parents went to Jerusalem for the festival of the Passover. When he was 12 years old, they went up to the festival according to the custom. After the festival was over, while his parents were returning home, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem, but they were unaware of it. Thinking he was in their company, they traveled on for a day. Then they began looking for him among their relatives and friends. When they did not find him, they went back to Jerusalem to look for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple courts, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. Everyone who heard him was amazed at his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were astonished. His mother said to him, "Son, why have you treated us like this? Your father and I have been anxiously searching for you." "Why were you searching for me?" he asked. "Didn't you know I had to be in my father's house?" But they didn't understand what he was saying to them. Then he went down to Nazareth with them and was obedient to them. But his mother treasured all these things in her heart. And Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. Sometimes I like to give Joseph and Mary a hard time. They were visited by the angels. Then they go to the temple, and Simeon and Anna proclaim, "This is the Lord." But they don't have any kind of framework for what it's going to be like to be in the household of the Messiah. And so here, after searching for their child for 3 days, they finally find him in the temple. As a mom, I would have been fit to be tied. I hope I said that metaphor correctly. You know what I mean. They were anxious and they were upset. And his mother said, "Why have you done this to us? Why have you treated us like this?" is actually what she said. "Your father and I have been anxiously searching for you." But Jesus, reminding them of his purpose, says, "You know I had to be in my father's house." But notice what he does next. He doesn't say, "I'm staying here, sorry." He submits to them, and he returns to Nazareth, and he is obedient to them. Again, Mary treasures up all these things, just as she treasured up the things that happened in the stable when Jesus was born. And then verse 52 is another prayer that we pray for children. Jesus grew in wisdom and stature, in favor with God and man. And when we see a newborn baby, this is a great prayer for us to pray about them, that they would grow in wisdom and stature, in favor with God and with mankind. Let's turn on over to the book of Proverbs, chapter 2, verse 6. "For the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth comes knowledge and understanding." Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. The Lord gives wisdom. I read that and I think, oh man, these are all the different areas where I need wisdom. Can you identify? Let us lift our voices to the Lord in a prayer, acknowledging that he is the source of all understanding and knowledge, and then believing that what he says is true, that he will give it to us. Lord, we know that you are the fount of all wisdom. And I pray for my brothers and sisters even now as they seek your wisdom. Give them knowledge of the next steps, or let them know that you're allowing them to choose if your will is more about who they are than what they do. Also, Lord, we pray for understanding. We pray for understanding of situations, relational dynamics, and understanding of how we are to be a people who help others flourish. Help us, Lord, to love you, to love one another, and love the world. We also want to pray for the Builders for Christ mission trip that's going to Sterling, Massachusetts. This is a community that's about 60 miles outside of Boston. And these are some of the prayer points that the group has asked us to pray for as they head out this weekend and they work all the next week. For the safety of those participating, for both travel and while they're on the job site. For the presence in Sterling to be a witness for God's kingdom. And we want to pray for Hope Chapel, the name of the church, that they will use this tool that they are constructing to reach the lost in and around Sterling. And so will you lift your hearts with me now as we pray for the mission trip to Sterling, Massachusetts. Father, we thank you for your word and for your wisdom. We thank you, Lord, for the children in our lives, that they would grow in wisdom and stature and favor with you, and with others. And we pray, Lord Jesus, that your Holy Spirit would go before the group on the Builders for Christ mission trip to Sterling, Massachusetts. We pray for safety while on the job site and during travels. We pray for their presence in Sterling to be joyful, encouraging, uplifting, knowledgeable, and a witness for Christ's kingdom. We pray for Hope Chapel that they might use this facility to be the hands and feet of Christ and that they might reach lost people for your kingdom. We pray all of this in the strong name of Jesus our Lord. Amen.